This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese President Xi Jinping told Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Monday that China highly values its relationship with Russia. He says there are historical logics behind this. President Putin warmly welcomed Xi to the Kremlin on Monday, a visit that sent a powerful message to Western leaders allied with Ukraine that their efforts to isolate Moscow have fallen short. Xi's trip showed off Beijing's new diplomatic swagger and gave a political lift to Putin just days after an international arrest warrant was issued for the Kremlin leader on war crimes charges related to Ukraine. The European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday weighed in on the International Criminal Court, or ICC, warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin's arrest for war crimes in Ukraine. While Putin's arrest anytime soon is unlikely, there was agreement the warrant was the right thing to do. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, told reporters Monday the warrant is valid, despite Moscow immediately dismissing it as irrelevant. Russia makes the claim because they say they are no longer a signatory to the treaty that created the ICC. In light of the warrant, Lithuania's foreign minister repeated a call for the EU to set a war crimes tribunal for Ukraine. He said the warrant also casts Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow in a different light. The centerpiece of the week's visit by the Chinese president is Beijing's support for Moscow in its war against Ukraine and the peace proposal that China has presented to both parties. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday called on the world's wealthiest nations to move up the goals of achieving carbon neutrality, also known as net zero emissions, from 2050 to 2040, as a new report indicates time is running out to affect climate change. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Secretary General Guterres made the plea in a recorded address, marking the release of a report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which says emissions must be cut in half by the mid-2030s if the world is to have any chance of limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, a key target established in the 2015 Paris Treaty on Climate Change. Guterres called the new report a survival guide for humanity and a call to action.
The 1.5 degree limit is achievable, but it will take a quantum leap in climate action. This report is a clarion call to massively fast-track climate efforts by every country and every sector and on every time frame.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrived in India Monday, where he was expected to announce a new plan for a free and open Indo-Pacific and to deepen Tokyo's relationship with New Delhi. Prime Minister Kishida began the day by laying a wreath at the tomb of Mahatma Gandhi, India's iconic freedom leader in New Delhi. He then met with his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi. The Indian Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that Kishida and Modi have already discussed their priorities for their respective presidencies of the G7 and G20. Residents in southern Australia town of Menindee on Sunday called for authorities to act properly to clean up hundreds of thousands of dead fish found floating in the nearby Darling River. Environmental authorities say low levels of oxygen in Australia's second longest river were to blame for the mass fish die-off in a remote part of New South Wales, west of the state capital of Sydney. Comedian and actor Adam Sandler accepted the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in Washington at the Kennedy Center Sunday night. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Adam Sandler has a tendency to cast his friends in his movies, as those friends pointed out multiple times. Conan O'Brien joked so many of Sandler's friends were there to pay tribute because when Sandler's not working, they are not working. Drew Barrymore, Dana Carvey, Luis Guzman, Jennifer Aniston, and Chris Rock were among those honoring Sandler. Rob Schneider says Sandler's appeal is that he's an everyman.
You sense the anger underneath there? And you sense the frustration because you have frustration.
CNN will show the Mark Twain ceremony this coming Sunday. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.